Welcome to the Emerging Market Track. We will start with the Indian pharmaceutical names. I am Neha Manpuria, the India healthcare analyst at JP Morgan. We have Dr. Reddy's presenting first. We have Mr. Erez Israeli from Dr. Reddy's, who is the COO. Sir?
Thank you so much. It's a great privilege and honor to represent Dr. Reddy's. So my name is Erez. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Dr. Reddy's for the last 9 months now, almost 10 months. And in this presentation, we'll try to share with you the story. So I want to thank everyone that took this slot, especially after lunch slot, for listening to us. And I hope it will be useful for you. And I'll try to speak, let's say, 15 to 20 minutes, share the story, and hopefully there will be some time to speak about, maybe to answer some Q&A. So when the company was formed 35 years ago by Dr. Anju Reddy, it was already about access to health and access to affordable medicines back then. This purpose still exists, still life and kicking. In the last couple of years, we even added the acceleration that we cannot wait for that. And this is where we came up with the good health cannot wait. More than ever, this is relevant. More than ever, we see the need. And more than ever, we are committed for this purpose for Dr. Reddy. And in the last couple of years, and especially in the last couple of months, we built ourselves to address the dynamics of this market. Naturally, you guys are well aware of all the dynamics, whether it's in the United States or in India or in China or elsewhere. We are well positioned to win in this game. We are well positioned to serve our customer well by, first, Dr. Reddy was always known for great science, great R&D. We are still there. We are still are, and we are still committed to R&D, and R&D will continue to be the main source of growth for the company for many, many years to come. As you can see, we are 1,200 scientists, 350 PhD, and actually amazing portfolio. We're normally being asked about products that naturally we share the certain information either through litigation or through deals. But you're going to see in the future that most of our portfolio was not disclosed yet, as some of it is really differentiated, complex, and very, very interesting asset to come. We are set in six spaces. I'm going to elaborate about these six spaces and where strategically we are planning to focus ourselves, and to in each one of these six spaces we are well set for growth. And something that I would like to emphasize and will emphasize more, it's about cost. We have a very low cost of operation. We will even drive cost even down further than that. 90%+ of our expenses are in India. The rupee is relatively low. No tariffs, very, very low tax base. And naturally, giving the ability of getting a lot of talent in relatively low-cost environment is an advantage that we share. With that respect, in the last couple of months and quarters, we were very busy to improve our business performance. We had a couple of muted quarters prior to that. We changed certain activities. I'm going to elaborate about that. But as you can see, that our sales are in the right patterns, and much more important, that it's well-diversed. Actually, the last quarter is the first time that our sales in the EM plus India was more than the United States, and the growth that we have in this area will continue to be more significant than what we saw in the United States, although we do see that the United States will be a growth space for us. I will elaborate about that. As you can see also that our margins are getting better, and this is primarily by focusing on cost and by facing the growth in the emerging markets. At the same token, a very big focus was on spend and our, the control of the cost. You can see that despite the price erosion in the United States, we kept our margin, so you can see our gross margin pattern. You can see also that the level of spend is the same despite inflation, which means that we took out quite a lot of cost from the system, cover for this inflation and cover for the cost in the places that we are growing. So naturally, when we grow, there is also growth in cost relatively to this area. Given that, we control the spend and improve productivity significantly. In terms of OPEX, we are actually in a situation in which we do have enough capacity for the next to come, so we will be able to cater the growth without adding sites. Actually, we will may even rationalize additional assets going forward, but you can see that the level of CAPEX is actually going down significantly versus the $150 to $200 million that we originally had. We have a very, very healthy balance sheet, 0.26 the last quarter that we have, which means that we have enough financial capacity and we are our risk profile in terms of balance sheet is pretty healthy. It was a good year in terms of TSR on both dividend and the share price performance. In general, the main message here that we are focused on TSR and we are focused on shareholder returns, and this is something that is a top of our minds. And how did we do that? And this is where I'll spend a couple of minutes on some of these bullet points. First, we are growing significantly in the emerging markets. Most of our emerging markets are based on hospital products, and we are well positioned to be the solution for the unmet need because some of these markets are not being served well with hospital products. We are focusing more on India. India is very important to us. And maybe in the past we were not as focused as we should, but we are in Dr. Reddy see India as a very, very important to us. This is our home-based market. This is where Dr. Reddy came up. We used to be an important player in India, and we are coming back with the new management, with the new brands, with the renewed brand into India, and we actually now growing faster than the market in India. The same we do in China, in Russia, and in other markets. So this is one bullet point. Second, we are positioning ourselves well to customers. The customers, naturally, and this is a message I know you heard from other companies bigger than us, but we also see stabilization in terms of price pressure. And the discussion now is more about supply. It's about new products. We have a very healthy delivery of new products. In the last few months, we launched 15 products, and we are going to see 2 to 3 launches every month for the next months to come as the portfolio was accumulated and yield the relevant results. Some of those products are exciting products. In that respect, we are positioned to our customers that if there is a supply issue, disruption issue, we would love to help and to get that, given the fact that we have the capacity and we have the right cost to address that. We will continue to focus. We focused and we made certain steps on cost. I mentioned it. And we will continue to do that also in the future. Efficiency and being a cost with the relevant cost structure in order to enable any pricing scenario in any of the market is very, very important for us. And I mentioned it for us, on every product under any scenario needs to provide at least 20% EBITDA, no matter what is the scenario. We started to divest non-strategic assets, and we will continue to do so. So it can be either sites or products, or products that we do not believe that we can achieve the relevant leadership, we will divest that. So there is an effort. Already you saw some of the announcement that we had in the last couple of months. We are going to see that also in the future. We changed the management team, so I'm part of that change. Overall, about 70% of our management were changed in the last 18 months. This is a new management team, 100% professional, very keen on and very enthusiastic about the prospect of Dr. Reddy's and the growth opportunity that we have. And but not least, very important to us, we have some legacy quality issues with two of our sites, and we are going to we are addressing them as we speak. And here, I would like to give an update as we are being asked on those. So, on our chemical side, we call it CTO6. We submitted all the compliance responses to the FDA, so everything was submitted. Most of this, and this is why it took so long, we had to have third-party validation, as initially 3.5 years ago, it was a data integrity issue, so we basically repeat all the relevant studies for a legacy of quite a few years with a third party to validate that the products are in the right place, and we are awaiting re-inspection of the site. Hopefully, to finish with that. On the sterile plant, we already got the re-inspection. We got for 8 observations. We addressed those observations. We sent it over, and we are waiting for the response by the FDA. All the rest of the sites are with EIR and are fully compliant and serving well all the countries. In our case, the approval for all the sites is by about 20 authorities. And now I want to go and elaborate a little bit of what we want to do with each one of the 6 spaces that we selected as a focus. And the first one, naturally, in this conference is the U.S. generics. So this is a veteran space for us, very important to us. We see ourselves growing also in that space. We do have very, very exciting portfolio, which will be the main driver of our growth. 113 products, to be exact, 32 out of them are first to file. Some of them really exciting, and some of them with very, very interesting IP position. In addition to that, we do see some nice potential OTC switch. In the OTC, we are primarily playing in the area of, if you wish, the private label, sorry. The private label, and in this respect, we do see an opportunity for additional category to be launched, especially if the patient will be able to control the safety via digital or other means. The next space is China. By the way, we are in China. We are in China actually for the last 20 years. As odd as it sounds, we are the largest foreign generic company in China, been there for the last 20 years, selling about $100 million, about 10 products. We never left China, even when it was hard, and hopefully now we can reap the benefit of it. And the benefit will come because on this infrastructure, given the new regulation, and especially the introduction of the GEA regulation, we saw that 70 products of our U.S. portfolio can fit the GA requirement of China. Most of it, by the way, already in the stages of registrations, and some of it even going to be launched soon because we started the registration further than that. And we do have Salesforce in China in some of the TAs. We do have partnership with some other players, so we can choose whether to work within the G that we have in China or outside of the JV. And we have great regulatory team that have a proof record of success in registering GA and other products in China. So for us, it's about going big into China by introducing much more product. So 70 instead of 10 that we have right now, and to do it within the changes of the landscape in China. Russia and India are both branded generic markets, so it's about playing in the retail, playing with mega brands. In both of them, we do have some legacy big brands, for example, Omez, the Omeprazole. We are planning to focus on either extending those brands or launching additional brands in each one of these countries, about 5 or 6 therapeutic areas. In the case of Russia, it's including the OTC. And also, especially for India, we do have a stream that we will launch also what we call specially or clinically differentiated product as well. The API is in a way back to business. Two reasons for that. First of all, Dr. Reddy was always good with API. This was even the legacy, a franchise for Dr. Reddy's for many, many years. I remember in my Teva days competing against Dr. Reddy's and always respect very much the capability of Dr. Reddy's in the area of API. Now that I see it from the Dr. Reddy side, I can assure you that what we saw from the outside, we do also see from the inside that these are great capabilities. The recent changes in China in which there are less manufacturers and less, if you wish, desire to grow the API franchise in China actually bring the API back to India, and also the notion that it's important to be back integrated. It was always important, and maybe when China was firming up and there were many, many suppliers out of China, it became less important to be back integrated, and now is it going to be again there, and we are well positioned to do that. We are going to increase the level of back integration of the company, plus serving others with third party, a model that was great for Dr. Reddy's, and I believe that will be great also going forward. Global Hospital, this is including the biologics, a market that is exciting. The beauty about this market for us is that we can leverage product all over the world. Most of this business is a B2B business by participating in bids or tenders, or you need relatively small force of account managers, so it's not going to require a big investment in SG&A. And this will allow us also to give, and we do have a huge portfolio of injectables and for 6 biosimilars in India, and more that will come. The completion of this portfolio is very, very attractive to many, many people around the world, and this is where we want that our products will reach every person and every hospital that wish to have our product. So 6 spaces. Each one of them will grow. Each one of them will grow in its own merit. There will be no cross-subsidies between the spaces. Each one of them will have to stand on its own 2 feet. And each one of them will have to yield the return for investment, and the KPI is naturally a profit, return on investment, and growth. And with that, I would like to wrap up by basically giving the following message. We are focusing on execution in the short term. And so profitable growth, shareholder returns, efficiency, cost, quality, compliance. So this is in the short term. We are very busy. At the same time, we are being ourselves very, very well for the long term. And we will not be shy away from inorganic. We will be organic company in nature. The R&D will continue to be our bread and butter and our main mean for growth. At the same time, there will be very, very attractive deal. We have the financial capacity and we have the ability to take it, but we will not go crazy and will not pay any crazy multiples for that just to grow, because for us it's about being a great company giving the right return for investment. It's not about the size in that respect. And with that, I think I have 5 minutes. So if anyone wants to ask a question, please.
I have a question. You had a slide where you showed 21 complex injectable sterols filed and 15 injectables filed. How many of those, are there any in those 36 filings that are long-acting injectables?
Yes, they are.
Thank you.
Yes?
I don't know to react to government shutdown in the United States.
One question, if I may, is...
Please.
You talked about, you know, not shying away from inorganic growth opportunities. Generic acquisitions have become pretty attractive, we have seen in the recent deals. Would you be open to doing more generic deals versus acquiring specialty assets? What's your view there?
So we are going to focus on generic in general. We will have some specialty, but our main bread and butter, it's about affordable medicine and giving access, accelerated access to affordable medicines. This is our bread and butter. This is where we are going to be. Maybe there was a perception in the past that we are moving from, becoming from a generic company to a specialty company. This is not the case. We are a generic company and we'll stay a generic company in that respect, and maybe here and there we'll have a nice asset, a specialty that can serve us well. So in that respect, the main effort will be, if at all, complementary moves in the generic area.
And this could be in the U.S. market, or are you open to acquisitions?
We are open for each one of the six spaces that I mentioned.
Litigation.
Sure. Thank you for that. So as you know, we are under PI. We won the PI November 18. We are still waiting for the mandate to be issued. The reason that the mandate was not issued is because the innovator asked for a hearing. This is now pending with the court. If this rehearing will be denied, and if there will be no other legal procedure like Supreme Court or something like that, we will launch the product. And for us, best case scenario is to launch it already this month.
Any other questions?
So thank you. Please. No, it will not. It will not. As Odyssey sound, first of all, we don't have right now in India and China the same portfolio as we have the U.S., so we don't see that. This is one. And second, as Odyssey sound, the prices are not creating such a value that people believe they did. They do. That's the way we see it. For us, in the last couple of months, it stabilized. And so in that respect, I can also add our little angle to what the other peers in the industry are saying. Yeah, we are underscaling Europe. And we do have a franchise in Germany and the UK primarily on the retail side. The Germany is the legacy Beta Farm, and the UK was an organic move that we did through the years. We do want to scale ourselves better in those two countries, but we're still very, very small, and I may say insignificant in Europe as we speak. We need to improve that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to us.